You're listening to Spice Radio 1200 AM's The Morning Buzz with Mankiran Aujla, and we're talking about how season 3 of the Netflix show Is It Cake is back. And this is a contest during which skilled cake artists create mouth-watering replicas of handbags, sewing machines, and other objects. You have to figure out which one is actual cake, and this season is extra special because it will feature a local baker, Jujhar Mann, owner and pastry chef at Mann & Co. Bake Shop. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me. My name is Jujhar. I am the pastry chef and owner of Mann & Co. Bake Shop in Surrey, British Columbia. And I'm so excited to talk about my journey.
Awesome. So let's get into it. The show Is It Cake, like I was telling you off the top, is one of my favorite baking shows right now. Are you a big fan yourself?
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I love all things cake. I love making cakes. I love eating cake. And when I got on the show, I was so excited because it's been one of my dreams to go on a Netflix show. And this show specifically, I'm obsessed with. So I'm so excited for everyone to watch and see what I make.
And, you know, before we get into kind of just this experience that you've gone through, I do want to talk about just when did your like love for baking start? Like, was it a natural thing? Did it take time to get there?
Like when I was a kid, I was obsessed with like cooking shows and baking shows specifically. I remember I was in grade 4 or 5, super young at that time. I just loved how someone can be creative with their hands and make something special. And that's when my love for baking began. I only started baking when I was 18. And yeah, the journey has been so amazing till now.
And the thing is, I feel like you're very experienced in competitions because back in early 2021, you had the opportunity to compete on the Food Network, Canada's Greatest Chocolate Showdown. So having that experience, did it make it easier going into this show?
Not at all, I would say, because so at that time, I was at a different part of my journey. I was completing my marketing degree. I had just started baking in 2018. I was still in university. I had the opportunity to go on that show while I was on my third year of my marketing degree. So it was a little bit different because I was kind of comfortable in that show in a sense that I knew a lot versus on this show, I was comfortable, but it was really hard because the objects have to be realistic. So that was definitely like a fun challenge.
And that's the thing, when you watch the shows, you know, for folks who aren't familiar with it, you are under the clock, right? Like they give you an item, this is what you have to do, and you've got like just a certain amount of time to get it done. So how are you working under that pressure? What is it like?
It's really hard because it's like there's like so much I can talk about, but I think I do pretty good under pressure. I have a bakery of my own here in Surrey, so I'm used to working really fast. But the hard thing is that these realistic cakes, they typically take a couple days to make. And there we have 8 hours to make a cake from start to finish, from baking, decorating, everything. So it was definitely a lot of fun, but it's super challenging because it might sound like, oh, hey, you have 8 hours to make a cake. That sounds like a lot, but we're not making cake. We're kind of making art because it has to be like so close to the actual thing.
That's the thing, right? Like that pressure, the clock is going and it's like, you don't want to make any mistakes. You want it to go as smooth as possible because when you have that time, then it doesn't matter. Now, I have to ask you, what was the process like for you getting onto the show? Like, were there auditions? Like, how did it work?
So basically, the process was pretty long. I'm not allowed to talk about it too much, like too much about the show, that kind of stuff. But basically, someone reaches out, you go back and forth. And you get on the show. The show was filmed last year. And yeah, it takes like, it's a long process for sure.
Okay, very hush hush. I'm sure one day you'll give us the details. As soon as it's aired, I totally understand it. And do you find, okay, and again, without spoiling it here, but is there, from what I've seen in previous seasons of Is It Cake, it feels like the dynamic is very warm. People are very supportive. But do you find there's also like a lot of like rivalry too on the set?
No, I would say there was no rivalry at all because the thing is that like everyone is so grateful to get this opportunity. There was only 8 of us on that show and it's like everyone's like, how do I say it? It's like everyone's hard work. Like let's say you might have a really good cake, but you might get eliminated. So there's like nothing between any of the competitors in terms of like a rivalry. Like we were all there for each other and we helped each other out. So that was my favorite part. Like Netflix treated us so well and all of us like competitors were so close to each other. Like we recently did a trip, all of us, once the show was filmed in Orlando. So we're all really close.
Oh, that's really sweet. Because that's what I noticed. It's very different from other shows where sometimes, you know, they'll be like smack talking, but you never see that. If anything, there is so much encouragement. And even I find the host of the show, he's also very encouraging. I see him get very emotional when there are eliminations. So I imagine it's probably going to be along the same lines, right?
Yeah, because the thing is that, like, we put our heart and soul into everything we made. And everyone wants to be there. So it's like when it's an elimination, it's really emotionally hard because it's also a game of luck, right? So it just depends. So all of us are so, everyone was just so amazing. I had the best time ever, honestly.
It sounds like so much fun, and we cannot wait to see you. And I was going to say, you know, when I'm watching this show at home, and I'm sure when you've watched it as well, you sometimes feel like, oh, it seems obvious, and sometimes it seems really hard. And when you were there, right, watching it from that distance, like, how hard is it actually to guess?
It's hard. So, like, you know, when you're sitting at home, you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe they never got it. It's like, it's obviously number one. But the thing is that there's a little bit of a distance between, like, the judges and the cake, right, which you do see on the show. So it's hard, I would say. And it's also the thing I want everyone to understand is, too, like, making something out of cake. Like, some objects are, like, wood or, like, glass or, like, you know, it depends on what you are making. So it's really, really hard. So that's one of the things I want everyone to go in with, like, you know, like, a kind spirit, because it's fun, but it's hard.
Totally. And I feel like when you're in the environment and there's that pressure, you're like, I want to get it right. Like, even I find whenever there's the moment where if you win that one like level or whatever, and then you get to get extra cash kind of thing, you have to figure, okay, which one is the fake money bag? And you think, like, it's so obvious. But, you know, when the clock is ticking and you got so little time, whole different experience, right?
It's really different. So, like, oh my God, I'm going to talk about it, but I can't talk about it. It's really hard, I would say, because it's like you're under a time crunch. Like, you have very little time to guess any of the objects and stuff. So it's really hard. But, like, when you're watching in the comfort of your home, on your couch, all snuggled up, it seems easy. But when you're there, it's like so much pressure.
And I have to say, it's really nice to see, especially, like, a South Asian man like yourself sort of representing the community out there. Like, how does it feel to have that? Because we don't see folks like ourselves on shows like this often.
Yeah, I feel truly grateful. When I opened my bakery, too, we have so many people coming at our bakery, so many moms bringing in their children saying, hey, you inspired my son to bake. Or it's just so nice hearing that people in our community are so accepting. Because growing up for me, when I was a kid, I knew that I could have never pursued this passion just because the way our culture believes this career to be. That's why it took me so long. Like, I started baking. Like, I was super stressed in university, so I just baked for fun. And out of nowhere, the community turned my dream into a reality, started reaching out to me on Instagram, asked me, can you make my baby shower cupcakes? Can you make me a cake? So the people made my dream a reality, because I would have never, I was going to school for marketing, so I would have never opened this business if it wasn't for the community. And the opportunities I got on this baking journey have been so amazing. Like, my biggest dream was to go to pastry school, and right after my first show, I had the opportunity to go to Las Vegas, and I got my, you know, pastry education completed. So this journey is so amazing, and I feel so proud that I'm representing our community and I can be a role model to someone.
Yes, and that you are. And the whole community is rooting for you. I cannot wait to see you. So if you want to catch him in action, you got to tune in March 29th. That's when Is It Cake Season 3 starts. Thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
We just spoke to Jujhar Mann, owner and pastry chef at Mann & Co. Bake Shop. He is going to be competing in Season 3 of the Netflix show Is It Cake, which is back this Friday. Be sure to check it out. This is The Morning Buzz on Spice Radio 1200 AM.